Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you're going to tell us a story of how you got your nickname, and then we're going to be the nickname detective.
Listen here, C. Do you have a nickname?
Well, we are the Nickname Detectives.
Call us now at 617-931-1234, oh. You see. Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname. And the Nickname Detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname.
It's stupid, see?
But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
We got to let our voice actress know that we got a new phone number, Kennedy.
Yes, dear.
617-655-1234, whoever that voice actress is. We're going to start first, Kennedy, with Danny from Braintree. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Hi, hi. If y'all get this, I'd be impressed.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you tell us the story without giving us the nickname, and we'll figure it out.
Sure. So, the nickname occurred in college in my junior year, and I hung around six women and a few men, and four of us acquired the nickname, and it is as a result of gossiping a lot, not in a bad way, but we just always had stories, and we were all very good at telling stories, and we would just gather in the dining hall or the residence halls and chat it up for hours. And again, there are four of us that share this nickname, and even to this day, we call each other it.
Gossip Girls.
I was going to say Gossip Girls.
No,
yeah.
No, it has to have something to do with the number. She said it twice.
Chatty Patty and the Gang.
No, it has to have four in it.
Four.
Like quad something.
Oh, that's pretty good. The quad gossip.
The quad, because quad. College have quads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the quad.
Quad Squad.
Quad Squad is great. Let's see. I like that one, Kennedy. Dan, you have anything?
Outside of Gossip Girls.
Yeah. I like that answer, though. That was where my head went first.
No, I could
think. What year did you go through college? Because that could affect it, too.
Yeah, 1996 and 7. That's my junior and senior year.
Gosh, I don't know. I was thinking something Perez Hilton related. I don't know. You know, something gossipy like that. All right, we have no idea.
Okay, I do like, what did you say, Quad Squad?
The Quad Squad, that's what I thought.
I do like that, and I did live in a quad.
Uh-huh.
But we were called Biddies, BIDDY, Old Biddies, Biddies Gossip.
There we go.
Old Biddies.
I like it. She threw me off the scent.
Yeah, the four thing.
Sure did. Yeah. I like it. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, we'll tell the Biddies we said hello.
I've been to Biddy Early's.
That'll be a good story for the Biddies.
Melanie's from Hyde Park. Morning, Melanie.
Hi.
All right. Don't give us your nickname. Give us the story of how you got it.
So mine was also in college. I was a freshman, And I started dating this junior, a very sweet, shy, kind of nerdy guy who had never had a girlfriend. And his sweet mates were so excited that he finally had a girlfriend that the first time I spent the night in their suite, they would not stop hooting and hollering and calling out jokes, to the point where we finally had to open the door and say, can you please stop? We just want to sleep. And that was when I got my nickname.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Well, I was going to go a different way, but I don't want to say it.
Sure, Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, that's all you want to do is sleep.
No.
Was that not it?
You want me to say it?
Hold on. Kennedy?
No, I'm not going to say
it. Did we ruin it for you?
No, not at all. No, I went a completely different direction.
Oh, now I need to hear it.
But
yours.
I don't want to say it on the air.
Is it inappropriate?
Maybe. I don't know.
Does it have to do with poultry?
It does not. Bring it to
poultry?
Me.
Poultry? That took a plot
twist.
No, mine
twist. Doesn't. I just thought that's what you were
I don't know how you got there, but bring it to me.
It was socks. They could not get over the fact that we were both wearing socks. And
socks.
They thought that was so salacious. Why are you still wearing socks? Why are both of you in socks? There is a group of people to this day, I don't think they know my name.
They say, "Are you Socks?" That is a great nickname.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Socks.
Thank you, Socks.
Maybe she has poor circulation in her feet.
Her feet
I wear
were
socks.
Just cold.
I never take them off.
Aaron Chelmsford.
Ever?
Not really.
Okay. Aaron, without giving us your nickname, tell us the story of how you got it real quick.
So about a year ago, I was sitting on the sidewalk, and a car turned in, and they cut it too close to the driveway, and they accidentally ran over my ankles.
Oh, okay. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
It was a very, minor thing. I'm very lucky, but I love to joke about it because it's just so funny to me. I don't know why. So a couple of my friends, when I told them the story, they came up with a nickname for it.
Speed bump.
Oh, so good. I can't think of anything better than that.
Let's see. Curb.
Crash test dummy. Just crash.
Curb appeal.
Trying to think of something ankle related.
I don't know.
I like both of yours, Carson.
All right. What is it?
It was speed bump.
Hey! Let's go.
That is fantastic. All right. Wow.
What a pull.
All right. Thank you, speed bump.
Thank you.
617-655-1234. We're actually not terrible at this. Nickname detective, you call and tell us the story of how you got your nickname, and we will guess it. We have the most adorable 11-year-old boy that's going to share his story of how he got his nickname, and we'll try and guess it. Coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.